May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Matthew chapter 10 and Luke chapter 10 are similar stories, but they're different. Both of them are stories about the Lord commissioning and giving authority to individuals to go out and to proclaim the kingdom and to heal the sick and to raise the dead and to cast out demons. And in both instances, he refers to the fact that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So it comes out of his compassionate heart to raise up harvesters. All my life, growing up in the church, I always heard that as evangelism. And of course, it could be applied to that, but that's not the context at all. The whole harvest is the harvest of broken and fallen humanity. We're to go and we're to take the gospel, the kingdom, and then do what Jesus did, heal the sick, cast out devils, raise the dead, lead people to Christ if they're not born again, but do the stuff of the kingdom. The difference in Luke 10 and Matthew 10 is that Matthew 10, it was his 12. In Luke chapter 10, it was the 70. Back in the day, decades ago, when so many evangelicals were being convinced of the gifts of the Spirit being alive today, one of the things that Wimber used to use were these two passages a lot, because it was easy for evangelicals to say, well, I can see where the 12 are sent out. But all the times we'd read the scripture, we never got the whole thing that he sent out the 70. That had nothing to do with apostolic anointing. It had to simply do with what Christians do. And so I have some fond memories of these passages, but there's something in both of these verses that kind of stick out to me that has ministered to me over the years. And the Lord was just speaking to me again about that this morning. And that is obviously because they went and they did cast out devils, they did raise the dead, they did heal the sick. They brought an influence and change an atmosphere of an entire town or entire city. But they did that also in a different way that just reinforces the anointing on all of us to carry influence, to change the environment of a situation or a circumstance, to walk into a room and create an environment, to change an atmosphere and therefore create an environment where the Holy Spirit can do stuff. Let me just read this from Matthew 10 and then again from Luke chapter 10. He tells in verse 11, and whenever city or village you enter, inquire who is worthy in it and abide there until you go away. And as you enter the house, give it your greeting. And if the house is worthy, let your greeting of peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your greeting of peace return to you. The Luke passage is a little bit different. Now, this is to the 70, so it wasn't just an apostolic thing. It's a Christ thing. And he says in verse 5 of Luke 10, and whatever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if a man of peace, or someone who's going to receive you, who won't reject you, is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. These are fascinating passages of scripture and easy kind of just to go by and to pass. Almost every commentator, when they read these scriptures or they try to give comment about it, it's always about, this is just a nice Jewish greeting. So if you give a nice Jewish greeting and peace be to you, and they don't receive it, then you just take your greeting back. Kind of like saying, hello, it's good to see you, and they're not nice to you. Well, it's really not good to see you after all. But that's not what these scriptures say at all. The truth of it is that it says, particularly the Luke passage, is that you carry a peace on you. It's an anointing. It's not just words or expressions or a greeting. There's something on you as a Christian that you carry. And when you walk into a house or into a room or you speak to a person, you have the capacity to transfer that anointing onto somebody's life or onto a house. The Matthew passage says that there's peace that comes on it, the house. But the Luke passage says if there's a man of peace in the house, your peace will come upon him and rest on him. But if he's not a man of peace, what you've given away, will just simply bounce back. That's a profound thing. I know that whenever, and we'll do this again today, because it's a part of Christian worship for 2,000 years. Anytime you look throughout church history, even in the earliest days, they always had what they call the passing of the peace. In the earliest church, it was the kiss of peace. It's in Scripture. But we just pass the peace. We don't do the kiss of peace. But the belief was that it wasn't just a greeting, that you actually carried something on you that you were able to give away to somebody. You were able to influence them. It wasn't just a greeting. It was an act of inner healing, an act of healing and ministry. We pray for people a lot who are sick, who are afflicted, who are in pain. We see them healed. We do inner healing conferences. We take hours to bring inner healing. But what this scripture says is that there's a peace that I have that I can give away to somebody, and it can rest on them, and it can rest on an entire household. That's an amazing thing when you think about that. And so everything in the Christian life is by faith. And even today, I'll say the peace, Lord, be with you. And you'll go, and also with you. Then you go share the peace with people. It's not just a time to go greet them or pass cell phone numbers or ask them how their tire's doing or their well, how their well's doing. If we go to people, we go, the peace of the Lord be with you, believing that we're ministering the very peace of Christ to them. That there's something that comes on them that we carry that matters. The interesting thing about this, it says, in whatever house you enter, the first thing you do, and the language here is command peace. Peace, he says, be to this house. Or peace be on you. Now, in both places, in the Matthew passage, as well as the Luke passage, I would expect this to be like a strong verb, an action. Like, peace come on you and start affecting you. But in all those places, it's a noun. It's like it's a thing. Not an action, but a thing. So hear this again, what he says. Say, peace be to this house, and if a man of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. Your peace. Again, you carry a peace on you, because you carry the anointing of Christ on you. And in some wild, charismatic way, you have the ability to transfer that peace. It's a thing, it's a noun, it's a person, onto someone or onto a household by simply blessing. One of the things Westerners really don't get is the power of blessing. But if you'll look a lot in the Old Testament, you'll see a father who's about to go be with God, giving blessings to his sons and his family. He released anointings on them. It wasn't just words and nice words or prayer requests. He released an anointing on them. And he says, your peace will rest upon this person, but if they don't receive it, it'll just simply return to you. One of the things I think, this is a very simple word, that we've got to learn to do is to learn that and receive from each other. And in this particular scripture, peace. I had somebody call me on the telephone last evening who was in a panic about something, just under a lot of attack. And in that situation, you see, I'm able to do something. I can do a lot of deep counseling. That's good. I can also do something very biblical. Let's just pray for a second. Peace be on you, brother. And to hear somebody go, wow, what did you just do? I said, I just commanded the peace of Christ on you. I carry that. Now, in this particular story, wouldn't it be neat for us to understand what we walk in, what we carry, and to walk into a household? You ever had somebody walk into a household who has a very strong personality or walk into a room, and they totally influence and change the atmosphere of the room? Many times, not for the good. Or somebody who's inebriated walk into an environment, and it makes everybody anxious, and somebody really loud. Well, you carry Christ. You carry a peace on you. And you and I can walk into a room and to influence that whole room for the kingdom of God, for the gospel. But just walking into a room and saying, peace be on this house. Peace be on you. And just release influence and change atmosphere that becomes the kingdom. Take it out for a spin. See what God might do. Amen.